Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I just opened my podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with business owners and celebrities about their business stories.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Jed, I'm going to start with you. What is a secret you can share with our listeners?
Love the problem. If you love the problem, you will find a solution that will satisfy the needs of the people you want to serve. Sometimes we skip that step and go right to the solution. And like Rick mentioned at the top of the show, you get a lot of assumptions mixed into your sunk cost. And before you know it, you're in too deep to stop, but you haven't really solved for the problem because you fell in love with your solution instead of the problem. And if you love the problem, you'll serve the people and you'll be successful.
Oh, I like that. Okay, Rick English, what is your secret?
Mine would be never turn off your sales engine. So sometimes you're going to smash the gas. Sometimes you're going to let it just idle, but never turn it off. If you're good just stagnating or shrinking, then go ahead and turn it off. But if you want to scale your business, never turn it off. You got to constantly be doing your sales and marketing just at different speeds.
Well, that's great. So Monica Kowalski, what is your secret?
I would say connections, like personal and genuine connection with your team and your clients.
That's a good one too. David?
I would say the connections, but in a little different way, going back to always telling the story and finding those connections with the customer, whether it's the Big Lebowski movie or at family gatherings, they would drink White Russians back in the day, or that Tres Martinis are the most popular drink in the country right now. Finding that connection and being able to solve that need for that customer with the product and showing them how our product can help enhance those experiences.
Excellent.
Well, Richard, very well said. Richard Gearhart, my secret this week is going to be do something different. So yesterday I went to the opening ceremonies for a hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It was a new cancer center, the Jack and Cheryl Morris Cancer Center. They had just opened up and it was really an amazing place. The theory being that cancer treatments and cancer centers should be more customer focused and patients should feel more comfortable during their treatments and that the building shouldn't just look like an ordinary hospital. So they had created this institution that really looked like a luxury hotel. And the atmosphere was just amazing. And it was very, very customer centric. And I had never been to a hospital opening before. I'm not sure how I got there, but it was different. And it provided me with a different perspective on something new. And it gave me new things to think about and kind of provided some fresh information for me that I hadn't had in the past. So do something different.
Yes, it's a beautiful facility. It's a long story, but I got to see a little bit of it too. I guess my secret is don't let the naysayers get you down. So we were at an event last night and
a different event,
but at the same sort of place. And we had to go through the facility to get the car from the valet parking. That's how I got to see it. Anyway, too much information. Anyway, I was telling people, yeah, I just opened this podcast studio. And someone said to me, well, so-and-so just opened one 2 weeks ago down here. So like, you're out of luck. Like, you're too late. And I was like,
well, thanks for the support, number one. And it was actually an award ceremony. Elizabeth won an award for being one of the top 100 innovators in New Jersey. And so, you know, you think people would be uplifting at an event like this.
But I don't even remember what the guy looked like or what his name was or anything. I just remember thinking to myself, well, this is like an hour away from where I live. And people using a brick and mortar don't typically want to drive that far if there's one closer that serves their needs. And also, you have no idea what the studio is all about. Like, just right. Like, so yeah. I just chose to kind of ignore that comment and just, I just said, oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I didn't try to argue with the guy. So don't let people like that get you down.
Don't let them bring you down. That's for sure. Anyway, well, that's it for us. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.